Welcome to University College's podcast, I Do Declare, the podcast that offers unique academic and experiential insights from the people who put the major in exploration. Welcome to episode 31 of I Do Declare. I'm your host, Adam Mayer, the Director of Career and Academic Programming at University College. Today, I'm joined by Hannah Lindeblatt. She's the Manager of Student Communications here at Montclair. Hannah, welcome.
Hi, yes, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So considering our audience is exploring majors, it's always helpful to know our guest's background. So what drew you to study a BFA in graphic design and an MA in public relations?
Yeah, so I actually came to school here for my undergrad, and I knew I was always good at art. Took art all through high school. My mom was into art, but I was like, I can't do anything with drawing. What am I going to do with drawing? So I ended up taking a graphic design class in high school. I was like, this is it. And so then I found Montclair. They have a great program. It wasn't too far from home. And I did the graphic design program. I got into the BFA, and it was great. 4 years of intense art. It was also fun because I got to still take some of those other fine arts classes as part of the curricular requirements for the major. And it was awesome. So I did that for undergrad. And then while I was a student, I worked at the recreation center. Mm-hmm. And I got into their marketing department and did flyers for them and social media posts and things like that. But then I saw how it kind of all worked holistically together, not just the design aspect, but the social media, the web, the video, the photo. And I really loved the whole picture. And I was like, huh. And then I found out about graduate assistantship opportunities through the rec.
Huge.
And I went to a few conferences with them, which was an awesome experience as an undergrad student. And I ended up applying to grad school for an assistantship at the Rowan Rec Center. Mm-hmm. And I really was doing it. I wanted to continue with the work I was doing, not so much. I didn't need a master's. I was like, I'm done with school. But the master's was free.
Free's for me.
So I really picked the school and the program first over the master's degree, and Rowan had a public relations option, which made sense for what was next for me, and that's kind of how I picked those two.
And what's so great about your story is that you tried things on. You know, it's sort of that experiential education we talk with students. Get an internship, try things on, see if it works. So by way of those experiences, it sort of seemed to lead you to the next step. I wondered, too, about being an artist, that sort of thing. Was creativity always part of your, you know, sort of your backbone? You enjoy being creative?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that had a lot to do with my mom and showing me how to color in the lines, and not just coloring, but here's how to crosshatch and here's how to shade. And so it was part of my childhood.
So looking at the master's degree, you got it for free. You had the graduate assistantship. What were some hallmark experiences there that may have turned you on to continuing?
Yeah, so when I went to grad school, I wasn't sure I wanted to stay in higher education, right? Mm-hmm. I knew I liked graphic design. I knew I liked PR. I knew I liked marketing. I knew I liked working and what I was doing.
Sure.
But they had an awesome cohort of students there who the professional staff at the time, she has since retired. Her name was Tina Pinocchi. Mm-hmm. She was the AVP for the rec center, the student center, and the student activities office. And we had grads in each of those areas. So we had intentional programming for us once a month for leadership, for life, and it made me realize that higher ed was actually where I wanted to stay. And I was like, but I have a PR degree, which obviously made sense and continued to work out just fine. But I am thinking maybe one day I'll get an EDD.
Yeah.
That's another conversation.
Okay.
So definitely some of those cohort experiences that were intentional from our supervisors and the mentors that we had at the time that really, this is why I'm here for sure.
Sure. And talking about being part of a cohort, you know, learning by doing, but also learning by doing as part of a group. Mm-hmm. It's the depth is so much more. It's considerable.
Yeah.
So tell us about your role here at Montclair State, a manager of student communications. Everybody knows there's a lot of action. Montclair is a vibrant community. What's this all about? Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, I didn't even realize when we scheduled this podcast, little plug, this is my 8th working anniversary today.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
So that's a fun little full circle moment.
Nice.
But yeah, so I've been here for the last 8 years working in the Office of Student Communications, which is always interesting. And it's unique amongst campuses and universities. A lot, everybody has a university comms, right? Mm-hmm. The brand, getting people to come to their college, what have you. Student communications is much more niche and starting to become popular because people are realizing that this is necessary. The student body are an active audience that you need to communicate with effectively. Otherwise, you're not going to get your message through, right? So my boss, Cindy, who has been here now 25 years, started Red Hawk News with a former VP, Dr. Pennington, and we realized that nothing was there. Students were getting talked to from different people in different offices all the time, and they don't know who Jeff Giacobbe is in IT or Julie Fleming is in Center for Student Involvement, who would send out those messages. So they wanted a reliable source, which is where Red Hawk News was born. And that's kind of what Cindy built, and I come on and help her with the messages. A lot of email, we've done surveys. Students do want us on email based on our data, but the way that they want it. They want it to work on their phone and for it to be responsive and for it to be short and quick and links to more instead of long paragraphs and paragraphs of information that nobody's going to read. And then digestible, right? So then you can move it over to social media and include some of those imageries. And now TikTok and Reels are huge. And so how do we continue to meet students where they're at is kind of our job and our mission.
You sort of started to answer the next question I had. You know, what are some of the challenges you have in this position, as well as some of the things you just absolutely love? It's not work, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so challenges is that the student population changes over time. Right now, the students coming in are coming straight out of COVID. So how do we talk to them? What are they expecting? It's different from the seniors. But then how do you differentiate? So we have different listservs, and we target students when we can so that Johnny's not going to get an email that doesn't make sense for him.
Johnny.
I know.
He's trouble.
So that's definitely a challenge, but in a way it does make it fun. Definitely some of the things I love about the job are it's different every day.
Yeah.
I get bored. So
okay.
My job's not boring.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, I read when your news features come out, that's one email, any one of them that comes out. I know I can get a digest of what's going on, and I stop everything, and I literally do read it. And I'm not saying that just to be sort of like, you know, a sycophant or any of those kinds of things. It's like, this is legit information I need to know for what's going on.
Yeah, and the other challenge, you know, not every student's going to read it. You're not going to catch them all at email. You're not. But a good amount of them do realize that this is how they're going to receive their news or their important information at Montclair. And so, you know, maybe they don't read it every single day or every week, but when they need it, it's there.
Absolutely. You're so active in so many different areas of campus. You talked about how things move at the speed of light. Everything changes so quickly. Given your role as somebody on campus who does training and advising of student leaders, how do you go about training them and advising them, student leaders?
Yeah, it's tough. It's hard because you want to create something that you can use again every year so you don't have to do more work and be sustainable.
Right.
But you have to evolve and you have to change and you have to switch things up for the generations. And I do student training in August and January usually for our different groups in our office. We have Team Rocky, we have Hawk Squad, we have Red Hawk Life, and now we have Team Pebbles, which is just so cute.
Come on now.
We love Pebbles.
Love Pebbles.
So we have a lot of students that work for us, and they all actually don't get paid.
Okay.
Just our grad student gets paid. They all do it out of the kindness of their own heart and wanting to get this experience, kind of an internship of sorts for them.
Sure.
And, you know, we give them different perks, and Cindy and I have a pretty longevity here at the university, so we can get them connected if they have questions or need help. And so there are perks other than the money.
What a great resume builder.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So in preparation for our time here today, Hannah, I was thinking about Rocky the Red Hawk. Tell us about managing Rocky, Rocky's life, all of the things, so much.
I know. First of all, I never thought that managing a mascot program would ever be part of my professional career. But here we are. And it's very entertaining. The students are vibrant. They're excited. More than half of them, I'd say, are in the theater program or some sort of, you have to be, right? Whether you have that privilege to become the character of Rocky or all of our handlers need to be able to speak. They need to be able to interact with and take care of Rocky's well-being and make sure step in if something's going off or you know, get creative and like, what do you mean you're eating chicken? Rocky's a bird. Those are his friends. And so we have to train. That's part of our training too. No, chicken, birds are friends, not food. So it's very interesting. I never even thought of it.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. It's fun.
What about Rocky's family? Now, there's an extended family there too.
There are. So the funny thing about that is, so Rocky has a sister, Roxy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the red costume.
Okay.
And that costume was actually a mistake.
Okay.
Somebody purchased it, and it came to us red, whereas Rocky was always brown.
Mm-hmm.
And so we used that suit for about a year, and then we did a student vote, and they voted for the brown costume.
I see.
But so we had this costume. These suits are expensive, so we were like, well, let's use it. So we created the sister version.
Mm.
So we have Rocky and Roxy, and Roxy's a little, you know, girly girl and has a little more flair to her than Rocky, who's definitely more of a bro.
Nice. Now, Rocky, now a red hawk in general is not actually red. It's more brown.
It is. Yeah, okay. The red-tailed hawk is the native bird in the area, and it's brown. So
yeah,
makes more sense.
And aren't there some days where everybody comes out? I've seen some.
Yeah, so then we have another costume, which was historically for a child.
Okay.
That's Ricky.
Okay.
Cousin Ricky. The head is bizarre. It's a little bit creepy. Most students either love it or hate it. But the students that love it are
rabid,
like, fans. They're like, Ricky, where's Ricky? We need Ricky out more. And like, it's also fun, too, because Ricky is a shorter character.
Mm-hmm.
Gives other students an opportunity to,
yeah,
to put on the suit.
It's a whole family.
It is.
Yeah.
So there's the three of them. And then we once upon a time had, I don't know if he'll continue. We have an old. So Rocky, obviously, his appearance will change slightly over the years. We're mm-hmm. working towards an upgraded version of him actually now. So TBD.
Hold on to receipts. Like. Yeah.
But so that's why we have these different heads and looks. So we have an old head, and that's where Uncle Roy came from.
Look out for Uncle Roy.
He has a cane and a walker, and it's fun. The students have fun creating the characters of these mascots, and some people probably think it's weird, but what I'm telling you, when I was a student here, I never saw Rocky. I saw him at my commencement.
You're right.
So it makes a difference.
It does.
Even if some people were like, what's going on? Most of them, it makes you smile, makes you laugh,
mm-hmm.
and it does help spread that Red Hawk pride that was part of the mission of our department as well.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And you guys have a golf cart.
We do.
How cool is that?
Well, you got to think about it. Rocky walking across campus all the way down to Sprague for a football game is hot.
Yeah, this is too much.
Even though our ploy is, if someone says, oh, that person's got to be dying in there, oh, what do you mean he's wearing shorts and a tank top? So that's the kind of stuff that we tell our students, have fun, get creative, do some improv.
Totally. So, hey, listen, with this podcast, we know, again, folks that are looking at different majors, those sort of things, and we always look for advice. So knowing what you know now, Hannah, what advice would you give yourself given, say, freshman year, sophomore year?
That's a great question. I think that the biggest thing is expect the unexpected. Some people have mm-hmm. an exact goal in their brain. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a nurse. You know what I mean? I knew I liked art, and I knew I liked what I was doing. I was happy that I had that experience, and I'm still using my degrees. A lot of students I find, especially working in the field of higher ed, is you come into the field by chance. You're a student leadership involvement. You joined a Greek org. You worked at the student center. You worked in the career office.
Right.
Anything. These different experiences that you get, you don't realize that these are jobs that you can have one day. And I think that's probably the advice is get involved, do something you maybe weren't expecting to do.
Mm-hmm.
College is the time you're supposed to have fun and experiment.
Absolutely.
And see what happens.
Yeah, get involved. Great message. Hannah, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.